Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, the most positive business talk show in America. Best-selling authors of Lists That Saved My Business and founders of the Extreme Customer Service Directory, Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer, are inspiring you to get your business right. They know that customer experience isn't just another thing, it's the only thing. Let's join Angel and Eric for today's program.
Hello and welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Angel Tussey, Eric Raymer. We're here to remind you that small business is big business. Your business is our business. Angel is on vacation today, and that means it's you and me. And so I'm going to open up the phone lines if you want to engage me in the conversation that we're having here on the radio show. 303-632-4160. 303-632-4160. I welcome and encourage anyone who wants to join the conversation by way of a little phone call chat. Our kindness act of the day, we use the hashtag kindness act of the day, is to pick up the phone and call someone that you care about. That's right. Pick up the phone, call someone that you care about. At the top of the last hour, I shared that upon entering into the office today, I received word that a dear friend of mine had just, you know, she's been having a really tough couple of days, a week and a half or so. And, you know, it just got insult to injury on top of it, a break-in at her business. And I just decided, you know something, and thanks to Cher in our office, you know, we had this conversation and she encouraged me, just pick up the phone and call on her and let her know that you care, and that's exactly what I did. And we try to lead by example here on the Experience Pros Radio Show. So, hashtag kindness act of the day, pick up the phone and tell someone that you care about them. Let them know that you're out there and that they matter to you. It may very well be a perfect timing for whatever the storm is in their lives. And we appreciate so much the folks who listen to the program, who check in and participate in by way of our Facebook Live video, which we do every single day, facebook.com/experiencepros. You'll find the Facebook Live. Make sure you set up for notifications. And you as well, you, our listening audience, means so much to us. Had the great joy of going to the Small Business Expo about a week and a half ago. Well, I guess it was 2 weeks ago now. And met one of our listeners. And, you never know who's out there listening. This is, we sit in a studio and don't see the people turning on the radio or turning it off or whatever. But a gentleman came up. His name was Ed. And he says, I listen to your show. I really like it. It's always on. It's always positive. And he came up and just shook my hand and said, thanks. And I'm like, man, you have no idea how much that does for us to let us know that you're out there, you're listening, you're liking the program, and so on. So, and that's why I open up the phone lines. If you've got something to say, if you want something to contribute, if you just want to say, you know what, dig the program, or if you say, you know, I'm not picking up what you're laying down, you can do that too. This is positive business talk, so we don't allow that to go on very long. But we'd love to hear from you. 303-632-4160. Can we Can we talk? How about the word discipline? Do you freak out when confronted with the word discipline? Or do you embrace the word discipline and realize that without discipline, very little gets done? You know, here's a description for you. Discipline is the difference between being in control of your future and letting your environment dictate your destiny. Discipline means freedom and happiness. It gives you the ability to do what you want because you know you can learn to achieve any dream that you set your mind to. Discipline teaches you how to control your thoughts and how to be happy in any situation, to visualize positive emotions and trigger an optimistic mood. Discipline builds self-confidence, mental and physical strength, and it inspires you to grow as a human being. With that growth comes the ability to enjoy life in deeper, more meaningful ways. Now do I have your attention? Discipline. That thing that we all think, you know, spare the rod, spoil the child. That thing that I'm going to discipline you, send you into the corner, and stand in the corner until you've thought about what you've done. Discipline isn't punishment. And there's a very strong distinction there that I think we need to make. Anyone can develop discipline. It is a skill. It's not complicated. You just have to train for it. Here's how. First thing you need to do is set big goals. Not just garden variety goals. Angel and I have these isms and osophies, Eric-isms, Angel-osophies, and one of them is dream ridiculously big. Set goals for yourself that challenge you to achieve even more than you think that you can. When you challenge yourself to achieve bigger goals, you really dedicate yourself to that craft. The more time you spend on it, the harder it becomes to quit. Once you've spent so much sweat, time, and effort on it, if you quit, it's going to be for nothing. The bigger the goal, the more invested you become. We're developing discipline. When you're setting those goals, make sure that they're clear, right? Clearly define what your goal means to you and what you will specifically do to achieve it. If you need to set a goal to live healthier, for example, are you going to go running every day? At what time? For how long? In order to make clarity on this, are you going to eat healthy? If you don't have clarity, don't bother setting the goals. If you have no clear goal, there's no opportunity to create the specific steps that you need to accomplish it. So set goals that are huge, and then make sure that you clarify them in such a way that there's no mistaking what's required of you. Step three, if you want to develop daily discipline in your life and or business, is know that every single day matters. When you wake up in the morning, do you know what's most important for you to accomplish on that day? Every goal, every priority that you've set for yourself has to be done. It's going to determine whether you live your dream or your dream dies. Athletes know that if they skip even one training session, they're already behind. And they know that they're going to lose a competition that's still 3 months away if they don't do what they said they would do, if they don't follow through with their plan, if they aren't disciplined. So if athletes need to think so far in advance, then we as business owners must as well. Don't argue with the plan. Once you've got the plan in place, do not question it. Do not double. How many times do we second guess ourselves? How many times do we think it over and then think it over and think it over again? Angel and I, we have this thing in the office. We say, you are overthinking this. Because if you question the process that you've already established, you're going to hesitate. When you hesitate, you're going to back down. If you back down, you are simply not going to achieve those goals. You need to build a no matter what mindset. Build the mindset of that no matter what, you're going to accomplish the thing that you said that you would. No matter what. You have to create pressure for yourself. Otherwise, nothing's going to get done, right? There's good stress and bad stress. Make sure that you have you're operating under the good stress, that butterflies in the stomach, the manageable adrenaline that stimulates you to get the thing done. And by the way, reward yourself. Reward yourself if you work on it and you make small achievements. As with every small achievement, take time to say, you know something? Well done. That was good. Plan a routine. Create that routine that becomes second nature, automatic, normal. Again, going back to the example of athletes, they know what hours they train, when to break for lunch, when to break for dinner, and when to rest. In that training, they know they're likely to have to do a warm-up, a main training, a cool-down, and a recovery. Same routine for us. It becomes second nature, and the discipline preps you to win. In your own routine, stick to it until it becomes automatic, and it will prep you for success as well. Finally, commit. Commit. Go beyond your feelings. Go beyond your doubt and commit. Angel once called me, and it's still true today, the captain of the Titanic. If the ship is sinking, I'm bailing with buckets, baby. Commit. If you got to be one thing, be relentless on your pursuit of your discipline. You will see success. We'll be back with more positive business talk right after these messages. You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show. ExperiencePros.com. Do business with the people who do business with the pros.
The Experience Pros, revolutionizing the way people treat people in business.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple, and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now. 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution. Do you wish your career was moving along a different path? Do you ever feel like your business owns you when it really should be the other way around? Do you feel like this isn't the life you thought you'd be living? Well, you're not alone. Sandy Corrigan has a system that helps people create careers worth having, businesses worth owning, that results in lives worth living. Call or text Sandy Corrigan today at 303-907-1010. That's 303-907-1010. It's worth the phone call.
If you rely on networking to build your business, you need Renovate. If you are sick of wasting your time cold calling to find a few, you need Renovate. Extreme Relationship Management will help you renovate. Renovate is revolutionary training that elevates your not working and supercharges your networking to get real results. Sign up for the next Renovate training this week at ExtremeRelationshipManagement.com or call 855-I-LIKE-ERM. You need Renovate.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this?
Mm.
How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Biz Talk Radio.
This is the Experience Pros Radio Show. Got an opinion or want to ask us a question? Email radio at experiencepros.com or message us on the Experience Pros Facebook page, and we'll interact with you live on the show.
Welcome back. Experience Pros Radio Show, home of positive business talk. This is it. Very nice to have you along with us, and I want to talk to you a little bit about some red flags. If you are involved or interested in a tech position, there's a great article that came out. Jeff Hayden wrote about seven flags, red flags, that candidates for tech positions should probably never do in an interview for a technology job. Number one. Don't have a lack of attention to the task description. If hired, the candidate who can't follow instructions or has a problem understanding instructions correctly due to sloppiness will cost your organization in the future. Candidates who are confused or unsure after reading the task description should ask questions and clarify issues as they appear. How many of us have been right there? We either with somebody that you're hiring, or maybe this is you. And you don't pay a great amount of attention to the description. I'm guilty sometimes. I'll be honest with you. Sometimes I hear the words, I want you to do this, and I make my assumptions. And everything that comes after that, which is typically the task description, tends to filter out because I've already made preconceived notions of what it is I'm going to do. And if you are unsure about making something happen, first of all, ask questions, clarify issues as they appear, and hopefully they will appear sooner rather than later. There's nothing more embarrassing than the day that your task and or project is due to start asking questions of things that we should have asked days, weeks ago. Shutting down after getting stuck instead of trying to talk through a problem or attempt alternate approaches. Real-life engineering problems tend to be complex and not very straightforward. Great engineers also pioneer new ways of solving technical problems. So if a candidate demonstrates a tendency to give up or easily when facing uncertainty or obstacles, might not be the person you're looking for. And again, when facing, you know, I remember when I first signed up, and it took me 6 months to actually get accepted at Starbucks. And it wasn't that there were so many people or I wasn't qualified. I was overqualified for the position of barista when I wanted to start that low those many, many years ago. But when I jumped into that, one of the things that they really stressed or emphasized in that process was dealing with ambiguity. In having a global perspective of what's going on in the business, I think it's safe to say that one of the strengths that we as business owners bring to the table is our ability to take a global perspective of something and deal with the ambiguity that is a part of daily life. So don't shut down when you get stuck. Instead, find every obstacle as an opportunity for another solution. I believe that problems are nothing more than an opportunity for a new and creative solution. And I do believe that there is a creative solution for every problem. How about this? Sloppy and inconsistent style, whether you're talking about coding or personal style. If you're going to be inconsistent in your formatting or lacking the spacing and indentation, we're talking tech jobs now, using unnecessarily terse variable names or having code duplication, that can all get you pretty, you can be frustrated, and so can the interviewer if you're trying to get a tech job in that regard. Similarly, if you walk into any presentation and your dress is that of the sloppy nature, you're not going to be taken seriously. You're going to shout above all that this is an inconsistency with, and you might be a genius. You know, Albert Einstein had mad crazy hair skills, right? I mean, his hair was like all over the place. But even Albert Einstein did his best to at least run a comb through it a couple of times in an effort to, when he was making a presentation, to present himself in a consistent and professional manner. I want to park the car right there for a minute and talk a little bit about that. I met somebody who wants to be taken credibly as a professional in the industry of their choice. I'm just going to leave it at that. And yet, almost everything about them is inconsistent with "trust me, give me your money." A downcast face, a "woe is me" attitude, clutter beyond clutter, a frustrating presence on the social sites. And you think about all these things add up to a message of, why would I want to do business with you if your disposition and your outward presentation is so sloppy, so inconsistent with what you're trying to get me to believe that you can do for me? You ever been in a situation where you, the interviewer, is given suggestions and or hints, to the candidate? Some candidates will actually do what they think is correct, even if the interview says the opposite. The interviewer says the opposite. While you want your employees to push back at times, in a skill-based interview, the goal is to assess specific skills, not necessarily allow candidates to express their individuality. Not paying attention to clues, much less direction, could be a sign that a candidate will not be a great team player. If that's what you need, working with that person might not turn out to be efficient or even enjoyable. This goes across the lines all the way across to all relationships. Look for the subtle cues of what's happening. You can see if your coworkers are developing a discomfort in your presence. Because if they are, if you don't address it and then redirect to get on the same page that they are, you're going to find out that there's some very serious frustration to what you're doing. And I think maybe I'll probably land on this one as the final one. Red flags that great candidates for new jobs, and in particular tech jobs, never do. The candidate doesn't know what your company does. Listen, if you're going to a meeting, if you're having a one-on-one, this is small business talk, so if you're going to that one-on-one and you want to meet somebody that you want to do business with or refer business to, if you want to be one of their vendors or you want them to be one of your vendors, it behooves you to know about their company. You got to know something. If you go in and you don't know anything about the company at all, first of all, if you're going for a job in the company, good luck with that. But second of all, it's kind of insulting. You got to go in and let them know that you've done your research, your due diligence. So find out about that company and then be confident when you go in and represent yourself as being able to represent them. We'll be back with more positive business talk right after these messages. You are listening to Eric Raymer. This is the Experience Pros Radio Network.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, America's home for positive business talk.
So What would you do with an extra $500 a month in your budget? $500. This isn't hypothetical, by the way. This is something you may need to think about very soon if you decide to become a member of MediShare. MediShare is a way to pay for your health care, and typically it costs $500 less per month for a family versus other health care plans. So seriously, think about this. You could pay off loans, pay down a mortgage, save the money for retirement, donate to charity. That would be a big deal. But you know what? Here's the best thing. MediShare works. It has 250,000 members, and it's growing fast. With MediShare, not only do you save, you don't have to pay for things you don't believe in either, and that is a beautiful thing too. So here's how you can find out more, and you might actually wind up saving even more than $500 a month. So check into it. Here's the number. Call 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE, now available in Montana. Call 855-90-BIBLE.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching BizTV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, BizTV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. BizTV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Attention hernia mesh implant surgery patients. A popular hernia surgery product has been linked to a high rate of complications and injuries. If you or a loved one had a surgery where a hernia mesh was implanted and have experienced any of the following: pain, infection, adhesions, mesh migration or product rejection, needed replacement or revision surgery, or other adverse reactions, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Hernia mesh patch implants are used for repairing most common types of abdominal hernia, which occurs when muscles or connective tissue in your abdomen are damaged or weakened. If you have had a hernia mesh implant and suffered an injury, time is limited to file a claim. Act now. Call for more information about the recall and a free consultation. Don't be a silent victim. Call 800-748-8410. 800-748-8410. 800-748-8410.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Biz Talk Radio.
The Experience Pros Radio Show, home of the original Fan Bragging Fridays. Take just 20 seconds to become a business revolutionary by sharing a fan bragging story of great customer service by using the hashtag FanBrag or calling the Fan Bragging Hotline at 855-FANBRAG, F-A-N-B-R-A-G. Now, back to Angel and Eric, the Experience Pros.
Hey, gang, welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Thank you for tuning in. Super grateful for you. If you're watching by way of our Facebook Live, thank you. Share this show. Let other people know that there's a positive revolution happening in the way people treat people in business. Couple things I want to talk to you about in this segment, if we get the opportunity to. The first one has to do with social media and some best practices if you really want to win at social media. All right, so think on that for just a minute. And then I also want to talk to you about a little bit about your company security, your business security. Two things happen with us at Experience Pros every single day. We have communication with hundreds of business owners, and in that communication, the opportunity for us to help them with their security and also with their best practices, not just in social media, but across the boards in their presentation. Why are we talking about social media in business? Because social media in business equals visibility, and without visibility, if your customers or prospects cannot find you, they will not think of you. If they do not think of you, someone else is going to get the business. That's all there is to it. So let's start on security. This will be fairly quick and straightforward. But golly, this is the stuff that we have to say on a regular basis because you're still breaking the rules. Here's the deal. Passwords. Let's talk about your passwords. Hackers are out there. And they easily crack into and get behind your firewalls and your security walls and get into your data by the lackadaisical attitude that we have towards our passwords. So here are a few passwords that you may be using in your business that you should really clear off your list. And seven passwords you should never use. Number one, password. Arguably, the number one and most common bad choice is password. Also prevalent are variations. The password with the at symbol, the P at symbol 55, because it looks like S is W0RD. All of those are easy to remember, but they're also among the first options that hackers are going to try. QWERTY, you know, the QWERTY, the top line of your typewriter. Easy to guess, simple to remember. That's why hackers know about them as well. 12345 or 98765 or 4567, any of those consecutive numbers in a password, it leads itself to you just count on them. They're gonna come in, they're gonna get that, they're gonna figure that out, they're gonna get behind the firewall, and then who knows what happens next. Oh, here's a good one. Business name one. If your shop is called Serafina's Weddings, do not set your password as Serafina's Weddings 1. It's an easy choice for hackers to look into breaking into your valuable data. And really, you should, if you have not yet tried a password generator, let me tell you something. There's an amazing password generator. There's all kinds of password generators out there. One of the cool ones that we use is AllPro Web Tools, which is an all-in-one business service and tool. But you can use it for pretty much generating those passwords and then saving them, and it'll keep things straight for you. How about your business address? Skip it entirely when it comes to passwords. Trying to mash together the similar details, such as your street name, street number, in other words, main 215, they get it. They're going to figure it out. Your date of birth. Thanks to the internet, it does not take much for me or anybody else to figure out your your date of birth. Birthdays, birth dates, years of birth, all of them make for readily attainable passwords, and they're poor choices to protect your company. And then finally, skip simple words, especially if they're related to your business. Do not use them. For example, avoid baseball, football, soccer for your sporting goods stores. Keep muffler, tire, spark plug out of any service center or something like that. What should you do? Well, think of a passphrase. Substitute letters, characters, and abbreviations for parts of it. Let's say your phrase is, my first car was a Honda in 1990. That would be easy enough for you to remember. Now change to, my 1STCR equals Honda 90. You get the idea. Steer clear of the not-so-significant 7 above, and you're likely to protect your data with some hard-to-guess constructions. If you don't take this advice, don't worry. We'll come back and talk about it again, because this is the thing that we do every few months to remind you that if hackers can come in and take targets' data, they can take your data, and they do. All right, let's then now talk a little bit about social media and some of the best practices in social media. You really can use social media to effectively promote your business if you know the right tricks. And T-Mobile put out a fantastic, yes, the phone company, T-Mobile, put out a fantastic article on social media best practices. And I really like some of the things they had to say. Number one, engagement is the key. We need to be engaging. You want your followers to comment, like, and share your posts on social media. When they do that, it increases your exposure by exposure to your content by getting more people to look at it. Make sure that you generate content that is both appealing to the masses and makes people want to share it with their friends. Asking questions in a creative manner, holding contests, connecting with social causes can be an effective strategy for increasing engagement with your content. And polls and how-to videos are hugely popular. Speaking about videos, think video, video, video. The average user spends more than twice as much time on a website with video than one on than one that doesn't have video. Two-thirds prefer videos of less than 60 seconds. I will say that again because I think it's so important for each and every one of us to not only embrace but then activate. Two-thirds of the people who watch videos prefer videos of less than 60 seconds. Don't believe me? Check out every one of the Tasty or food, any of those food little videos. All they do is 60-second videos, and they teach you how to make a whole meal in 60 seconds. We need to learn from them. The best way to generate organically generate buzz is to spend a little money on a good camera to maximize the video's strong points, attention, emotion, perceived value, and clarity. And after creating that video, host it on your own site and then post it to social media channels. I do a little bit of work for some clients, and I do some PR work for them. And we always go about the process of creating the videos. We post it on their website because guess what, folks? I know this is going to come as a surprise to you, but Facebook is not yours. And if Mr. Zuckerberg, God forbid, decides today, he's going to say, lights out, we're done. Your empire, if it's only built on Facebook, is at risk of somebody else's whim. Think it can't happen? Think MySpace. MySpace is gone. I mean, it's still there, but it's a fraction of what it used to be. You really have to think about what you're doing, and video is great, but host it on your site. And you know what? Google owns YouTube. You can put it on YouTube as well. That's fine. But have a backup available so that if those things go down, you can come back and put that on your own site. Social media best practices. Set up a complete profile. It's amazing how many small businesses neglect to do this. Important information, often omitted, includes email addresses, street addresses, business hours, and relevant images. Be as thorough as possible. It may be the very first impression many people have of your business, and it very well might be their last impression. Make your profiles easy. If there's any obstacle for people to doing business to you, then we run the risk of losing potential business because we didn't have that email address. They couldn't find us. Or they didn't really trust us because we didn't have any pictures. We just said, buy my stuff. Danger, Will Robinson. All right, we'll be back. I've got a couple more perspectives on this social media thing, so we'll come back after this commercial break. We'll talk about it a little more. This is the Experience Pros Radio Network. This is the home of positive business talk, and you are our reason why. Back after these messages.
America's home for positive business talk. You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Contact them on the web at experiencepros.com.
Are you currently in the middle of a new home purchase and wondering if you're going to get the best deal out there? Have you been working on getting a home loan and still not sure if you're approved? Hey, this is Eric. Is your closing date fast approaching? You still don't know when or even if you're going to close? Check out our friends at Movement Mortgage. Let them serve your mortgage needs. They specialize in first-time home buyers, military, and low down payment options. And they're here to serve you. Get your free mortgage consultation and rate match comparison at movement.com. With their upfront approval and streamlined closing process, you'll know if and when you're going to close. Join the movement of change and discover a new way to bring you home fast. Movement Mortgage. Movement Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS ID 39179. NMLC consumeraccess.org. Movement Mortgage.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now. 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices, a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370,
800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio.
Revolutionizing the way people treat people in business. The Experience Pros, America's home for positive business talk.
That is correct. This is America's home for positive business talk, and Angel is on vacation, so you've got me on your drive, and I'm so thankful that you've taken us, you tune in every day. You are our reason why. You are the revolution in how people treat people in business, and this is why we do what we do. For more information about who we are and how we can help you no matter where you are, Washington, D.C., Dallas, Texas, down in Houston, thank you for tuning in. We appreciate you. All the way out to Portland, Oregon, and Fresno, California, and everywhere in between, right here in our home state of Colorado. If you can hear my voice, here's what I promise you. We can help you develop your small business. Don't believe me? I'll do the heavy lifting for the first 30 days. All you got to do is go check out experiencepros.com and click the free trial button at the top of the page. Which page? Every page. You've clicked that free trial button. Give me 30 seconds of your time. I do not want your credit card. I do not want your checking account. All I want is some way to contact you, and I will do the heavy lifting for the next 30 days. I promise it won't take anything out of your schedule. And if you want, you can plug in to our virtual resources, including virtual leads groups, virtual trainings, virtual mindset makeovers. There's so many things that we do that you can do without ever leaving your office and or home. And we'll help you grow your business, and I'll put a guarantee behind it. How about that? I know that even just our directory alone will drive traffic to your business, and I have no question in my mind whatsoever about that. Check us out. What do you have to lose in order to give us a shot and let us give you the opportunity for a new outlook in your business? There it is. All right, we're talking a little bit about best practices in social media. As we get ready to wrap up our time together today, I want to go back to, you know, why do we have best practices? Well, we talk about best practices because somebody, in fact, many people have gone before us, all of us, in the process of building business and developing business through social media. If you are one of the people, and I don't want to step on any toes, but I want you to feel this for just a minute. If you're one of the many people who use social media and you spend, or maybe I should use the word invest, a significant amount of time in social media, and it is not generating business, and business can happen financially, excuse me, business can happen relationally, business can happen with the people that you know or who know you. But if you're using social media and you're investing in this and spending hours and hours and hours, and maybe you're paying somebody else to spend hours and hours and hours, he or she with the most connections and or followers simply has the most followers. If it's not doing you any good, pay attention. The best practices are designed to help. We covered it in our last segment. Engagement is key. Think video. In fact, think video, video, video. Make sure that you set up complete profiles. And now, balance promotion with value add. Here's what I mean by this. If every post that you put out is, look at me, 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 buy my stuff, look at me, nobody's going to be attracted to that. It grows weary all the time. But rather, no more than one, this is the best practice, no more than one out of every six or seven posts should be overly promotional. The rest should focus on sharing content that is authentic and genuinely useful to your followers. It's all right to self-promote your business. Remember, it is a media. It is used for sales and marketing, mostly marketing, right? Less than sales. But you've got to be subtle and you've got to be relevant to the value-added content that's being shared. For example, offering advice on how to use a product most effectively or economically is much better than saying, buy my product. Okay? So balance promotion with the value add. And that balance does not look balanced on a teeter-totter, but one out of every six or seven posts should be promotional, whereas the other six, five posts that you post out there should be value add, the content that's going to be relevant to the follower that you're dealing with. Experience Pros Radio Show. We Facebook Live this show every single day. And why do we do it? Not to promote Experience Pros, but to add value and training and some of the world's greatest minds in business development for our listeners. And it costs them nothing. It's simply an opportunity for you. I mean, we've got thousands and thousands of hours of archives where you can go and scroll through and say, you know, I want to know about internet marketing. You type that in, boom, there's all these brilliant minds talking about it and how, you know, in 10-minute increments on how you can build your business. Another thing that we are advised to do, again, keep in mind, T-Mobile put this article out on the best practices to win at social media promotion. One of the really important things is be prepared for negative feedback. It's not a perfect world. Murphy's Law is real. Occasionally things do go wrong, and you're going to have somebody be disappointed in your service. Happens from time to time. People are people, and unfortunately people are messy. And we understand that. We get it. Be prepared for that negative feedback. But when you're prepared for it, what will you pour on the negative feedback? Will it be water or gasoline? You just really need to think that thing through. And the last thing you should ever do is be defensive and argumentative on a social media platform. That will bite you. Finally, use advertising strategically. Advertising to those who have already been on your website can be effective in an economical way to promote your business through social media. For the best results, use what's called remarketing tags. They're free to install and use on Google, Facebook, and LinkedIn. Tags are short snippets of code that add to your website visitors to your remarketing list, making it easy to target them. There's no one-size-fits-all solution for creating a social media promotion plan, but according to the 2017 Social Media Marketing Industry Report, all plans should address those points that we just talked about. Those are your best practices. Know that we love you. We thank you for tuning in to this, the home of positive business talk. Let's do it again tomorrow where it's Fan Bragging Friday. That's where you call in 855-FANBRAG. We talk about great business and everybody gets promoted. See you tomorrow.
The Experience Pros, revolutionizing the way people treat people in business.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. And if you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.